Sienna tried to contact me for information, the provost said, but I refused to take her calls. I had to respect my client's wishes.
2 weeks ago, Sinski continued, Zobrist walked into a bank in Florence and anonymously rented a safe deposit box. After he left, our watch list got word that the bank's new facial recognition software had identified the disguised man as Bertrand Zobrist. My team flew to Florence, and it took a week to locate his safe house, which was empty. But inside, we found evidence that he had created some kind of highly contagious pathogen and hidden it somewhere else.
Sinski paused.
We were desperate to find him. The following morning, before sunrise, we spotted him walking along the Arno, and we immediately gave chase. That's when he fled up the Badia Tower and jumped to his death.
He may have been planning to do that anyway, the provost added. He was convinced he did not have long to live.
As it turned out, Sinski said, Sienna had been searching for him as well. Somehow she found out that we had mobilized to Florence, and she tailed our movements, thinking we might have located him. Unfortunately, she was there in time to see Zobrist jump.
Sinski sighed.
I suspect it was very traumatic for her to watch her lover and mentor fall to his death.
Langdon felt ill, barely able to comprehend what they were telling him. The only person in this entire scenario whom he trusted was Sienna, and these people were telling him that she was not who she claimed to be? No matter what they said, he could not believe Sienna would condone Zobrist's desire to create a plague. Or would she? Would you kill half the population today, Sienna had asked him, in order to save our species from extinction? Langdon felt a chill.
Once Zobrist was dead, Sinski explained, I used my influence to force the bank to open Zobrist's safe deposit box, which ironically turned out to contain a letter to me, along with a strange little device.
The projector, Langdon ventured.
Exactly. His letter said he wanted me to be the first to visit Ground Zero, which nobody would ever find without following his map of hell.
Langdon pictured the modified Botticelli painting that shone out of the tiny projector. The provost added, Zobrist had contracted me to deliver to Dr. Sinski the contents of the safe deposit box, but not until after tomorrow morning.